In the nation's northwest corner is Washington.
Our resident historian Felix Bunnell joins us on Friday mornings for All Over the Map, which is a quick look at the stories behind local places and things. And this week, at long last, finally, the seventh installment in our 13-part series about Washington counties and county seats. Which is it this week, Felix?
Well, we took the summer off and the UW's back in session, so it's time to get back to work. This week we're looking at Kittitas, Klickitat, and Lewis, but we're going out of alphabetical order because I want to spend more time with one of them. First up, though, Kittitas County, created in November 24th, 1883 by the territorial legislature. According to place name scholar Robert Hitchman, the name comes from an Indian word meaning gray gravel bank, which refers to an extensive gravel bank on a river shoal near Ellensburg, which I assume is the Yakima River. Now, Ellensburg is and always was the county seat. It's named for Mary Ellen Shouty, Ellensburg, literally, and there was an H at the end until 1894. Now, Lewis County actually predates Washington Territory, predates Oregon Territory, too. It was created by those DIY Oregon provisional people back in the 1840s, and it was one of the biggest counties ever, you know, in the Oregon Territory, and it's been carved, a lot of it was carved away, but it's still the biggest county in the state. Now, Klickitat County. It's an indigenous name for a tribe that predates Europeans, of course. And Klickitat County was created by the territorial legislature on December 20th, 1859. Now, the 15 settler families in the area didn't want the county organized, but the legislature ignored them. They didn't want to pay taxes for all those county officials who would have been appointed. And so they pretty much ignored
settlers?
The factors. Yeah, 15 families.
Why would you need the legislature? Just 15?
Oh, well. Yeah, I know. That's not in the old history books. Don't really get into the logic about this.
Okay.
But it was a very reluctant county, and they put the county seat at someone's property, a guy named Alfred Allen, right across the river from Fort Dalles. And for about the first decade, they pretty much ignored the fact that the county existed, but they organized it again in 1867. And by that point, that area was called Rockland, and they actually rented a little courthouse. But the people kind of gradually warmed this idea of having having a county and a county seat. And in 1871, a guy named John J. Golden bought some land east of that temporary county seat at Rockland, and he platted a little town that I like to call Goldendale. Mm-hmm. And they had an election in 1872, and Goldendale tried to snag the county seat away from Rockland, but it failed by one vote, 78-77. But 6 years later, Goldendale prevailed by a margin of 5-1. Who knows what the shenanigans were underway there, but Goldendale's been the county seat ever since. And what became of Rockland, you might wonder, because it's not on any map anymore? Well, they were always about their proximity to the Dalles right across the river. They changed their name to North Dalles, Grand Dalles, and finally in 1937 to Dallesport. I talked to a bunch of people who lived down there yesterday, and they sent me some photos. There's no evidence of it ever having been the county seat, but there is evidence of the old ferry terminal that used to cross the river, and an old sign and a road that goes down, and we've got those, I've got those on my Twitter feed, and I'll have them later at mynorthwest.com, but there's still these little bits of county history of a place that was a county seat for 20 years, more than 140 years ago. So next time we're going to get to Lincoln, Mason, and Okanagan, and it's going to be much sooner than the 5 or 6 months we've had to wait for this legendary episode.
I hope so. Felix Bunnell, all his features at MyNorthwest.com. Have a good weekend.
You too, Dave. Thanks.